And so, Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Electro Podcast number 12 breaks the silence of Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. There has been a little break in the programming because I'm currently focusing my attention on writing a book about Cassettes and Chocolate Milk and other stories in broadcasting and defamation, basically. And today's program is going to focus on Electro, primarily the wares of Hercules in New York, Bomb the Base, and Danger. Just there we heard a new one from Royksopp. They've released a new album, which will be out in stores in about a week or two. That song was Happy Up Here from their album Learn. Now, another album that I'm very much looking forward to is the Pet Shop Boys' 10th album, Yes. This is their first single from the album Love, Etc.
Yeah.
From the Danger EP, September 14, 2007, that was 11 hours and 30 minutes. And as you probably guessed it, all the tracks from that EP have a very distinctive naming pattern in that they're all times, and they're sort of similar in style to Forward Rush's Give Me a Wall, which name all their tracks after numbers, and similar to Whirlwind Heat's album Do Rabbits Wonder, who named all their songs after colours. So perhaps that's something to consider if you're writing a concept album or EP. We are going to play some Whitest Boy Alive now. This is from their long-awaited second album, simply entitled Rules. I was only momentarily notified that Erlen Oyer's side project were coming to Melbourne and playing at the Corner Hotel, and I managed to see them, and they put on a very highly amusing performance with lots of improvised jams and covers, including Armin van Helden's You Don't Know Me and my favourite Portishead's Glory Box. And this is my favourite track from the new album. This is Gravity.
Mine. You will lose me as a friend if you cross. Cause for alarm, cause for worry, cause for pain, physically threatening, irresponsible alien. You only want to be with her because she's mine.
You're wrong.
You will lose me as a friend if you cross that line.
So long.
She's the gravity my life circles around.
Somebody's alive.
From their EP Fool Me, that was Melbourne 4P's Hercules in New York. Their free EP is available for download at herculesinnewyork.com. The recording is actually far, far less raucous than their live stage shows, and it's actually pretty subdued and reflective, but then that really just highlights their depth and versatility as musicians. And as I hear, the word on the street is that they'll be recording an album in the next coming months, so we'll be looking forward to that. Now, when we're talking about 1980s video game pensions, there would be many who would pledge their allegiance to Nintendo. Others would swear their unfaltering devotion to Sega Master Systems. But in our household, it was strictly about the Amiga. The graphics were brilliantly rendered, the gameplay was usually quite good, and the music was all catchy as all hell. So as I understand it, 1980s video game music has sort of evolved into a genre all of its own. These days it's actually called chip music. And if you look hard enough on the interwebs, you'll discover that DIY DJs are currently remixing the music from your favourite childhood games and demos. And it's a culture and you should really look into it. And one of my favourite Amiga demos is one called Budbrain. Now, Budbrain was made by two Danish guys in the early 90s called Psycho and Diablo, and the demo was a multi-part visual feast with scrolling text and hyper-coloured animations, basically showing off. Budbrain also included the song that we're about to play here, the apparently popular Danish dance hit Chaos by Dr. Baker. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
wonderful. Into the wonderful. Into the wonderful. Into the wonderful. Into the wonderful.
That was the title track from the revolutionary platform game from the Bitmap Brothers. That was Gods. And that brings us to the end of another Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. Thank you very much for your listenership. And hopefully by the time you come back, there'll be another podcast for your listening pleasure. But now we're going to leave you with probably one of the greatest songs from any Amiga game. This is Mega Blast from Xenon 2. See you guys next week.
Don't touch that dial.
There have been mixes and dance tracks put together in the past, but none can outrun or equal the power of Mega Blast.